Are we good? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now I can't purposely do corn, but somewhere along the message, I'm sure corn will flow. Amen. This is cracked corn that she gave me, so I might crack you up with some corn, maybe. I don't know. Ha ha. Amen. Before we get into the set of foundation, turn with me in your Bibles this morning to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Chapter 12. Verse number 7. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Sometimes as the Father was giving the Apostle Paul revelation in his word and he was seeing so much, Satan was allowed to poke him a little bit so he wouldn't exalt himself and make himself a god, that he would recognize that he's still a man, that it's God in him, but he wasn't the God. How many of you got something that's Satan's poking you with? Is anybody here being poked? I'm grateful that the Word of God says that the revelations that we get, that the Word of God says that you and I, as His children, are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality and power, and every name that is named in heaven and earth. Now, as the Apostle Paul was writing to his student Timothy in the text today, he was reflecting on how Christ was working in and through him, and the glory was to Christ. So look with me in your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 1. And we'll begin to read with verse number 12. When you're there, say amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And the Word of God says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who have enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. And this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might shew forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Today I want to speak to you about the measure of faith. The measure of faith. And today we're going to look at, we're going to embrace His mercy. We're going to embrace the manner of His love. And we're going to embrace the message of the cross. Amen. So let us lift the word together and let's make a declaration here. Repeat after me. Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen." Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it here to do. And again, Lord, I pray, Father God, speak to me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring glory to you and bring edification to this body. And then when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory, honor, and praise. For we gathered for one purpose, to glorify the name of Jesus and magnify your word. So, Lord, I thank you, Father God. And I give you praise and glory for what you're going to do. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. I've been a little busy. We went to Baltimore last night. We're going to have service today. And right after service, I'm going to Virginia Beach to be with my grandchildren. And then I'm coming back tomorrow. So it's a busy day. Amen. But God loves everyone and has a plan in everyone's life. And one of the things he was talking about in the measure of grace that the Lord had laid on my heart is to embrace his grace, to embrace mercy. You know, sometimes the mercy of God just blows my mind, you know. So turn me to Psalms 103. We're talking about first. We're going to look at the mercy and the Psalms. The psalmist pins this so beautifully in Psalms 103. He pinned it better than I can speak. Amen?
Amen.
Because it's inspired by God. Amen? And he says in Psalms 103, verse number 10, I think each and every one of us need to get this in our heart and in life, that we embrace the grace, the unmerited favor of God, and his unmerited favor of his mercy. He says in verse number 10, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. I'm going to stop there. That word fear comes from the Hebrew word yareh. Yareh. It's spelled Y-A-R-E, and it means to reverence. It means to honor. God's not here trying to make you afraid of him. But we want to recognize that he's an awesome all God, and I stand at awe at him. And if you've ever witnessed the glory of Lord, you would be at awe. If you look at and witness the glory of the creation of heaven and earth, you stand at awe. Amen. And I stand at reverence to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. When I was reading that, I was reminded just now. I was reminded when my son was little, he had a buddy over. I think he was, probably 8 or 9 years old, maybe 7 or 8 or 9 years old. And that was before Christ, and I was a smoker. I smoked for 27 years, but praise God, he delivered me and healed my lungs. And he had a friend over, and I was looking for my son, and I couldn't find him. And I went out in the yard, and I looked, and I saw this smoke coming from a tree. And I looked up in this tree, and my son and his friend were up. They had gotten my cigarettes, and they were up in the tree smoking. And as a father, I was kind of upset that my little child was smoking. And I told him to go up into the room and wait for me, that I was going to spank him. I wanted to calm down a little bit because I didn't want to spank him in anger. And that was even before Christ. And so he went up the room. And when I saw the tears and the things in his eyes, I had so much pity on him, I couldn't spank him. You know? And I think about so many times when I deserved a spanking from the Father. I think of so many times where he the right thing would do would give me a good old whipping, but the Father pitieth me, and he pities you, and he has mercy on you and I. I thank God for his love and his mercy. I want to Embrace that grace of His mercy that He's poured out for, to you and I. Matter of fact, in Isaiah chapter 1, the prophet Isaiah says, in verse 18, he says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." Amen. Obedience. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, right? If we reverence Him, we obey the Lord. Obedience is better than sacrifice. "But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord had spoken it." And I have to say this, back to the little story about my son and his friend. I never ever saw him smoke again. And I had a good smeller. Amen. And sometimes in that mercy that comes to you and I. And Solomon sums it up so perfectly when we embrace the grace of God and the grace of His mercy in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse number 13. He says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Now, you and I, Jesus said the Ten Commandments are held in these two: to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, the mind, the soul, and the spirit, and love thy neighbor as thyself. The whole law is held in these two, and if you honor that, you'll keep the rest of the commandments. Amen. And He says, "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Amen. He has said, hey, one day we'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ and we'll give an account. But right now, He says, embrace my grace. Embrace my mercy. My mercy and my love is flowing. And it's up to you and I to receive what the Lord has given for you and I. Amen. He says for us not only to embrace the grace of His mercy, but to embrace. That's corny. In grace. That's a new word. I think I'll start using it. To embrace the grace of the manner of His love. The manner of His love. Paul was saying in our text today, it was Christ in him, the manner of Christ in him. In other words, he was saying, you're not witnessing me, you're witnessing Christ in me. And anything good in me is Him. And you know what? God is corny. Hello? God is funny. Some of the things He says in here seem corny to me. Some of the things He says in here seems funny to me. Some of these things He says in here seems hard to me. Some of these things He says in here seems easy to me. Amen. He's God and He's the realm of all things. But He says here, He says He wants us to embrace the manner of His love. So look with me in 1 John chapter 3. He says in verse number 1. He says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that have this hope in Him purifieth himself even as He is pure." Amen. We're not being conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of my mind. And if my mind is renewed, I have to change my mind. And if I change my mind, my body will follow what my mind does. If I don't renew my mind, my body will still follow the old man with the old things. But if I allow the Word of God to renew my mind, there's a change of mind, which brings a change of direction, which brings a change of life. I will do whatever my mind determines to do. Amen? But God is saying He wants us to embrace the grace of this manner of love that He poured out. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul would say in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning to read verse number 10. Apostle Paul was writing to his student Timothy. He's bringing to remembrance. He says in verse 10, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me in Antioch, in Iconium, in Lystra, and what persecutions I endured, but out of them the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." He didn't say you might. He didn't say perhaps. He says, for all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. In other words, he's looking at the manner of love. The Apostle Paul says, hey, we're going to go through some things in this life. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen. In other words, when the afflictions come, let's not give in to the affliction. Let's remind ourselves of the Word of God and what the Lord said. He says that this too will pass. Now, if I make that thing that I'm persecuted with, or the thing that's afflicted me, if I enlarge that thing and make that thing larger than God, that thing's going to hang around. God wants you and I to understand that He is greater, and if He is greater, then greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. So every time the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. Amen? I don't know about you, but that encourages me. That shows me the manner of His love towards me. That shows me His grace and His mercy. Amen? You know, the prophet Ezekiel said this in Ezekiel chapter 20. Verse number 15. The Word of God says, "Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all land." Why? Because they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. Let me say something to you and I. We're to honor the Lord. We're to set apart a day for His glory. We're to set apart a day for His honor. He tells you and I in the Word, for not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching. When we let the things of this world draw us out from the house of God, we're given into the world and not to God. Jesus said this, though. He said, well, if your ass falls in the ditch and it's on Sunday, you're going to get them out of the ditch. But what God says is don't put your ass in the ditch. In other words, if something happens and there's an accident or something happens, that's one thing. But the Lord wants us to gather as the body of Christ. We need one another. Everyone in this place is needed. Everyone has a part. And your part is important. You say, well, Pastor, I'm not really doing nothing. But you come with a measure of faith. You come with your personality. You come with the gifts that God gave you. Amen. 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 And the manner of love, love received, love given. Amen. Amen. God wants us to gather together to love one another. How many know that in this life we're going to go through hell? You know, we're going to go through hell in this life. And you don't need to come into here and face hell. You come into here to be a part of heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I need to be refreshed. I need to be renewed. I need to be restored. Because the enemies come to steal, kill, and destroy. But God has come to give us life in the abundance thereof. So we gather together here to be refreshed, to be renewed, so we can go fight the fight out there. We're not in here to fight with one another. Everyone is different. Everybody's personality is different. And everybody is gifted of God. And everybody is special. There's no one that's any more important than someone else. In the eyes of God, we're all equal. Amen. And God loves you so much. And God has a plan. And those plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give us hope. Plans to give us an expected end. Amen. That was free. That just came there for a moment. Hallelujah. But God said this in verse 17 of Ezekiel 20. He said, nevertheless, my eyes spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. God always has a remnant. God always has a remnant. And I want you to understand that God's called you and I for a time such as now. Amen. You know that God's a day. So many times, people are waiting for the day tomorrow or next week or next year, thinking that God is going to do something, and they're waiting for something to come, and they miss everything God wants to do today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want to miss what God wants to do today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Right. Amen. Amen. God has something for today. Amen. Amen. He says in 2 Peter chapter 3, we're looking at the embrace of the grace of the manner of his love, this grace of his mercy, embracing his mercy, embracing the manner of his love. And 2 Peter 3, 9, the word of God says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise like some men count slackness, but he's long-suffered to usward. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Amen. You know, I'm a representative of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am his agent. Amen. And I'm not a secret agent. Amen. Amen. And we're not secret agents. We represent, we're ambassadors from heaven. I put on the Facebook the other day that and it's one of my corny words, but that we are heavenites. Amen. We're citizens of heaven living in earth. Amen. And even though I live in America, I'm from a greater land than America. I come from a land from heaven. I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You and I are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're citizens of heaven on earth. Amen. We're just sojourning here. Amen. You know, I put on the this morning, I posted, I said, united we stand, divided we fall. We sing that, but that's the same thing in the body of Christ. There's so many people who are looking for things to separate them and divide them instead of looking for the things that unite us. What unites us is Jesus Christ. Amen. We're all related to one another because we all have the same Father. Hello? We all may come from different places, but we all have the same daddy. If you're in Christ Jesus, we all have one daddy.
Amen. We all have one Father, and we're all brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And God says to you today, get along. Get along. Get along not only with this family and this house, but with every family and every house that is called by my name. Hallelujah. We're all children of God. Red, yellow, black, and white, they're all precious in His sight. Jesus loves all the children of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, so we're going to embrace the grace of His mercy. We're going to embrace the grace of the manner of His love. And we're going to embrace the message of the cross. Amen. So in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 5. The word of God says, this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, what do? We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious is that flow.
That makes
no other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. He wants us to embrace the message of the cross. So with that in mind, turn me to John chapter 5. I'm a word man. He sent the word and healed their disease. Jesus said in John 5:24. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Amen. Jesus said in John 12, verse number 46. He says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Amen. And in other words, it's just not about receiving Jesus. It's receiving the words that Jesus spoke. It's about the Word of God. Jesus is the Word. He's the whole counsel of God. He's the Alpha to the Omega. He's the Genesis to Revelations. He's in everything in between. Every word that was spoken is in Him. There was not anything spoken that was not in Him. When it was in the very beginning, in Genesis, Jesus was there. When Moses was at the burning bush, Jesus was there. Jesus has been there from the very beginning. And He gave us His word, and His word is life, and the life is abundance. Amen. So when we're receiving Jesus, we're not just receiving Jesus as a man on the cross. We're receiving Jesus as the whole counsel and the whole word of God. Amen. Amen. He says to you and I in Romans chapter 10, verse number 8. He says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, ye shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And here's what the Father was saying to me. He was talking about believing in our heart. There's many that confess with their mouth, but they don't believe with their heart. Because if you believe with your heart, your life changes. Things don't remain like they were. The world around you may look the same, but you're not in this world any longer. You're living according to the Word of God, and you're being transformed into the image of Christ. You're being transformed into His image because the Word is becoming. And what Jesus is saying to you and I, it's just not about saying, oh, I trust Jesus. I accepted Jesus. No, it's not about accepting Jesus and confessing with your mouth. It's about believing in your heart. And if you believe in His heart, that God raised him from the dead, you live a resurrected life. You live a resurrected life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? In other words, when I believe in the resurrection of Christ, I become a new creation. In Christ Jesus, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Hallelujah. 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 It's just not about what I'm speaking. It's just not about what I'm speaking. It's about what I'm believing in my heart. Am I trusting and am I believing God in His Word? He's not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of God that he needs to repent, or the Son of Man. God spoke it and it happens. Amen. And God wants faith to arise. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And God sent His Word today to increase some faith in the house. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need some more faith. Hallelujah. Oh, I got some faith, but I'm getting more. Hallelujah. Amen. There's an endless well. There's a well that's springing up. We never can get enough. Hallelujah. He said, come on and drink. He said, come on and drink. And I'll bring, and it'll spring up into you life. Life. Amen. So in closing, I don't know about you, but I get excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God's saying this to me. Listen to me. God is saying, talk is cheap. God is saying, get it in your heart. Get it in your heart. Get it in your heart. Allow it to the resurrect inside of you. Let it to resonate. God has a plan in your life. Those things that the enemy are bringing in your life, and those sicknesses, those diseases, those things that he's attacking you with, God says, greater is he that's in you. God isn't glorified in any sickness. God is not glorified in sickness. God is glorified in healing. God is glorified in well-being. God is glorified in the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith, flowing in and through every believer. That's where God is glorified. In closing today, God wants you and I to understand something. That it matters. That it truly matters. He wants you to understand that time is short. Everybody's thinking, I just put that off till tomorrow. I'll get to that some other time. But God says today is the day. Stop putting me off, says the Lord. I want to do some great and mighty things in your life. I called you by name for purpose. Not just haphazardly.
I see everything that you're going through. There's not one little thing that has escaped my notice, says the Lord. I'm here to change things. I'm here to transform things, says the Lord. And he just says to you and I, would you just trust me? Will you believe me at my word? The Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. So in closing, what the Father is saying to you and I is saying, hey, would you embrace my grace? Would you embrace my mercy? Would you embrace the manner of my love? And will you embrace the message of my cross? For by grace, you are saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Father says, will you just receive what I purchased for you?